The ACT Party leader, David Seymour, joins me now. David, let's start with test to work. What workers or businesses would you regard as critical that should be able to test to work?
Well, I don't think any politician can answer that question. I could tell you what the answer will be. If your family needs the paycheck, you are a critical worker, and that's how most people will make the decision. Faced with the prospect of up to 24 days of isolation, 14 for the primary person and another 10 for others in the household, people's incentive will be to avoid testing. Ironically, I suspect these stage one settings, as we're calling them, will actually increase the rate of spread. But in all seriousness, I don't think that anyone can make that list. I'll give you one example. You might not immediately think that your garbage or rubbish collection crew were critical, but if your crew gets knocked out for 3 weeks by Omicron, you might change your mind about that.
But if we need rapid antigen tests in order to carry out test to work, they're in, well, it's tough to get your hands on them at the moment. So if supply is an issue, you kind of have to ration the businesses, don't you? So how do you do that?
Well, we most certainly need to maximise the supply of rapid antigen tests in New Zealand. The best time to do that would have been about a year ago, but let's just park all of those grievances. The next best time is now. What the government's been doing in the last 48 hours is sending the message that if you do have some contacts or an initiative or a way of sourcing additional tests, you will have them confiscated. Or as Ashley Bloomfield euphemistically puts it, not confiscated, but consolidated into government stock. Orwell take note. Now, I mean, that is going to further reduce our ability to get them. What I would say is that if you don't have the tests, it doesn't necessarily mean that unworkably long isolation periods are actually the best option.
Okay, so there's a few things in there. Do you think the isolation period should be shortened in phase one?
They should be shortened now. I genuinely believe that they have the likelihood of completely backfiring and increasing spread because they make it too costly for many people to cooperate.
To what? To the same as the step down in phase two and three?
Well, I would look at where the UK is right now. They're down to 5 days, admittedly with testing. But I think having people be willing to isolate for 5 days rather than unwilling to isolate for 17 or 24 across their household is going to be actually a better strategy for reducing spread with or without rapid antigen tests than what's currently proposed.
The thing is, though, for that to work at its best, isn't test availability absolutely critical? And everyone agrees that there's not huge supplies of rapid antigen tests, you know, waiting to come to New Zealand. So how can you do that without the supply of rats? If you were in the decision-making seat right now, I mean, how would you ration them? What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't ration them. What I would do is ensure that we have an isolation system that is actually plausible. If I can take a step back, what our goal here is to achieve two things. One is to allow society to continue functioning and not have the problems that people have seen around the world with supply chains and so on, people tending to other aspects of their welfare. Two is to be able to help people who genuinely are vulnerable, those who are older and those who have underlying conditions, to be isolated and protected. And at present, in my view, we have the worst of all worlds because we are putting quite extensive restrictions on people. You know, the streets are quiet. Businesses are really noticing a downturn this week because people are scared not of the virus, but of the isolation rules. On the other hand, we're also not really in a good position to protect those truly vulnerable. So we've been told that there will be home isolation and so on. That was rather haphazard last year with Delta, and we haven't seen the kind of progress that I'd like to see. Good instructions, home care kits, pulse oximeters, the people checking in, the kinds of home support that we're going to need to protect vulnerable people without overwhelming hospitals. So if you look at that, sort of two objectives. At present, we're stuck in the middle with the worst of all worlds.
So would you, to a certain extent, for want of a better phrase, let it rip?
I would be realistic about what the government can achieve to slow the spread. And at present, as I've said, I think that actually it's counterproductive to have such costly isolation rules. I don't think people will observe them, in all honesty. Secondly, if they had the testing, you could be more sophisticated about that trade-off. We don't. On balance, I think it would be better to have shorter isolation periods that people might be more likely to observe, and then really focus on protecting those vulnerable people, which I think we're also not doing as well as we could at.
On the subject of the rapid antigen tests, and the government, use whatever phrase you want to, commandeering them from private companies, co-opting them, whatever. Aisha Viral says there was supply uncertainty around those orders for companies, and there was no guarantee that small orders would be filled, and that the government actions will ensure that more New Zealanders have access to RAT tests. So, I mean, at what point does the greater good prevail here rather than private interests?
Well, I don't think it's a philosophical question, it's a practical question. So are we more likely to get more rapid antigen tests across the border in New Zealand by having a regime where if you take initiative, if you secure some, if you bring some in, the government may take them off you? Or are we more likely to get more rapid antigen tests in New Zealand if we say, look, we want to partner with people. If you can bring some in, then good for you. Because it's not as though New Zealand businesses are going to alter the global supply. It's not as though if a New Zealand business finds and sources some, that the Ministry of Health will find there's fewer in the rest of the world. The real issue is, what are the incentives and what are the rewards? And right now, we've just told people, actually, you know what, if you've got a good idea to secure some for New Zealand, just don't bother. They will have a net negative reduction. And we actually have practical experience of this. Remember, at the beginning of this pandemic, if it wasn't for private businesses with good networks and contacts, particularly in China, who brought PPE into this country, the Ministry of Health would have been in real trouble, much more than it was.
So, in a word, because we're out of time, do you think the government's overstepped taking those tests?
The government has failed to understand how people respond to incentives with their isolation rules and their test commandeering or consolidating into government stock. And they're going to leave us worse off than we were before and achieve the opposite of what they intended. And I think that's very unfortunate.
Thanks for joining us this evening. That's the ACT Party leader, David Seymour.